This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel on Wednesday stepped up security at its embassies around the world and warned citizens to be on alert after Hamas's political leader Ismail Haniyeh was assassinated in Iran, allegedly by Israel. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The assassination comes amid talks for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, which could lead to the release of at least some of the 115 hostages still being held in Gaza. Some analysts said the killing of Haniyeh may further weaken Hamas in Gaza. There was also concern that Iran could respond directly to Israel since Haniyeh was killed in Iran. In April, Iran fired hundreds of missiles directly at Israel, and Iran has used proxies, including the Houthis in Yemen and Hezbollah, to attack the country. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
The White House said on Wednesday an Israeli strike that killed a Hezbollah commander in Beirut and the killing of the political leader of Hamas in Tehran, quote, don't help regional tensions, but there are no signs of imminent wider conflict. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby downplayed the risk of an immediate descent into the all-out war that the region has feared since Hamas's October 7th attacks on Israel and the ensuing war in Gaza. But he said Washington was carefully monitoring developments. Tensions are high around much of Venezuela on Wednesday after a disputed presidential election. The United States, Brazil, Chile, and others have urged Venezuela's electoral authority to publish a full breakdown of results.
Our patience and that of the international community is running out. It's running out on waiting for the Venezuelan electoral authorities to come clean and release the full detailed data on this election.